Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Sports Takes with Trey Blossman, Tuesday night Elite Eight picks. Trey has been on fire. He hit both of his picks Monday night. He's 5-2 in the March Madness tournament, all against the spread. He'll pick both games tonight, Gonzaga versus USC, Michigan versus UCLA, right here on Talking Sports with TK. Trey Blossman going to join us in just a minute. Later this week, he'll pick the Final Four semifinal matchups. Next Monday, he'll pick the national championship game. He did so well in college football and NFL, and he's doing well in March Madness. You don't want to miss this. Share this with your friends. Go win some money as Trey Blossman is going to have these picks for you in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget to connect with me on social media. Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel which has my picks on it, and I've hit four in a row against the spread. Check out Tommy Chrysan on YouTube, and I am the oldest dude on TikTok. You got to check that out too. That's some bunch of good stuff. We're going to listen to a quick message from our host Anchor, and then we will be back. Joined by Trey Blossman, we're going to pick some college basketball Elite Eight Tuesday night games. We're even going to talk about that horrible no-call in the Baylor-UConn women's basketball game. That'll be at the tail end. You'll get the picks first. Up next here on Talking Sports with TK, I'm Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're talking sports with TK on a Tuesday afternoon where Trey Blossman and I are on fire, as I mentioned. Elite Eight basketball, two more Final Four tickets are going to get punched tonight. Trey Blossman hit both of his games last night. He's 5-2, counting Sweet 16 and Elite Eight picks, and we got two games tonight. Trey Blossman, good afternoon. How are you doing on a Tuesday?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thoroughly enjoyed the games last night.
Some really good basketball, and you know, Oregon State comes back and makes those of us that took the points feel really good about it. Houston does go to the Final Four, as does Baylor, and now all attention on the other two games tonight, which you're going to pick both games. I'll pick both games. People can go to my YouTube channel, or you can go to TikTok and check it all out. But Trey Blossman, we want to hear it from you. Your comments going into tonight's two games, and of course, each of your picks. The first game will be Gonzaga and Southern Cal.
Well, my first thought is that should be the second game, Tommy. But anybody who listens to us knows I've been very high on this Gonzaga bunch all year. I've been saying for months that they were going to win the championship. Foul trouble is really the only thing that could derail them. Although there's something else that could derail them. The length of USC. USC is a very long and tall team. They will start a 7'1 guy and a 6'11 guy. They happen to be brothers. They're both pretty darn good. Gonzaga, other than Drew Timmy at 6'10, doesn't really give significant minutes to anybody over 6'6. 6'7 maybe. I'm not sure if Kispert's 6'6 or 6'7, but he's a wing guy. He's a shooter. He's not an interior player. They do have a backup center that gets a few minutes who's 7 foot, but he doesn't play a lot, and he'll only play a lot tonight if he has to. So we'll see what happens with that. I respect this USC team. They've put up some good skins in this tournament. Like I said, they're long. They can shoot from the outside. They got a talented team. They got a great coach. I don't know if people remember. This is the guy that coached Florida Gulf Coast to the – did they make the 8 or the 16 a few years ago?
Yes, and then they did.
They parlayed that into he parlayed that into the USC job. He is 10-0 against the number in the NCAA tournament as a head coach, Tommy.
Wow, that's significant.
That's significant. Yes, it is. Good friend of mine was heading to the casino earlier to play these games tonight, and he knows I'm a big Gonzaga guy, and he wanted me to talk him into making a big play on Gonzaga. And I told him, I can't do that. I'm going to play Gonzaga. I'm giving out Gonzaga minus the 8 points. But I do it with a little bit of trepidation, Tommy, because I have respect for this USC team. But I've been on the Gonzaga wagon, not just this year, for decades. I'm not going to get off of it tonight. I think they're a really well-coached team. I love the way they move on offense, back cuts to the basket. They've got four or five guys can shoot the three and shoot it very well. So I'm going to go with Gonzaga minus 8.
Gonzaga minus 8 in the first game tonight. Now, don't forget, folks, Friday at some point in the afternoon, we'll release an episode of Sports Takes, which will include Trey Blossman's picks for the two Final Four semifinal matchups on Saturday. And then Monday, we'll pick the national championship game. So we're working overtime for you on the podcast, but we're making you money because we're hot as can be. So Trey's first pick, Gonzaga minus 8. Now the nightcap tonight, Michigan and UCLA.
Well, you know, Tommy, I surprised you last week taking a couple of underdogs. As you well know, I like to play favorites, like to pick favorites. But I'm going to pick another favorite here. Michigan is playing really well without Isaiah Livers, something I wasn't sure that they could do. It shows me that they've got great coaching. It shows me that they've got good depth. The players that have been asked to step up and fill minutes, Johns in particular, instead in place of Livers, have done the job. This is a very good basketball team. And I'm going to throw this out there, too. In watching them play, not just against LSU, it seems that the officials want this team to get to the Final Four.
Okay.
I hate to even say that, okay? But I think that it's a factor, and I'm going to consider it. But I do think, hey, look, I think UCLA has been on borrowed time for a couple of games now. Alabama, if they could have made free throws, would be playing in this game tonight. Alabama didn't make free throws, so they'll be home watching on TV. Michigan currently only a 6.5-point favorite. That's down from 7.5. I like them. I like Michigan minus 6.5. Yesterday, I recommended a teaser of Gonzaga and Baylor. Well, if you made that play, Baylor's in the hole, and you got Gonzaga minus 3 or 4 points tonight to close that out. I'm going to recommend tonight a teaser of the two favorites, Gonzaga and Michigan. Tease them down to those low numbers, and you probably got a good winner there, Tommy.
So Trey Blossman likes Gonzaga minus 8, Michigan minus 6.5 in the Tuesday night Elite 8. Again, he hit both games last night. He's 5-2 in the NCAA March Madness tournament with his picks against the spread here. Trey, one thing before we go, I don't really watch women's college basketball, but one of the worst things you could ever imagine happened last night at Baylor versus UConn. Baylor coached by Louisiana native Kim Mulkey. The no call at the end of the game when a Baylor player was fouled is the worst no call since the Saints-Rams thing. And things like that just should not happen at that level of women's college basketball. Did you see that play?
I have not seen it. No.
Well, when you see it, you can join the 99.999% of the people in the world who think it was clearly a foul on UConn. Now, we don't know if the Baylor player would have made free throws at the line, but she was clearly fouled, but hacked and bodied up.
Was it a two-point game at that point?
1-point game.
Oh.
And she tried to shoot about a 10-12 footer from a little left of the lane, kind of drove it off the wing, and was clearly fouled. The only human on the planet that didn't think that was a foul was the one with the ref with the whistle.
Well, that's so, a shame.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out and tell you to check that out. I'll
make a prediction here. Kim Mulkey's gonna say something and get fined.
It's already been done.
Because she's an incredibly competitive human being. I remember when she was playing in college for Louisiana Tech, and she was something. She was really something.
Well, Kim Mulkey, she's already made the comments, been fine. She's already told NCAA to scrap COVID testing at the Final Four for the men and the women. She thinks it's ridiculous. And for those that don't know, Kim Mulkey won 4 state championships in high school basketball. She won 3 national championships at Louisiana Tech in women's basketball. She won a gold medal at the Olympics with the women's basketball team. And she's won a title at Baylor as a coach. The girl's just a winner, bottom line.
Well, look, you know, remember when LSU was looking for a new head coach when Will Wade was hired? There were some people saying they should seriously consider Kim Mulkey.
Including myself. I said, you got to at least look at it. You know, I don't know if she wants to leave Baylor or not, but, you know, anyway, that can be a story for another day. So Trey Blossman, this Friday, will record your Final Four picks. We hope we both stay hot again, folks. Check out my YouTube channel or The Oldest Dude on TikTok, and you can get my picks as well. And Trey, you enjoy the games tonight, and we will talk again a little bit later this week.
I will, Tommy. And by the way, Kim Mulkey from Tangipahoa Parish.
Absolutely. Went to Hammond High School.
Hammond High School, yeah.
And then on to Louisiana Tech, which was a powerhouse in women's college basketball. Trey, have a great day.
Thank you, Tommy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.